Hello, my name is Bert Jansen. I'm a service engineer in the SharePoint and OneDrive service engineering team. And in this demo, I'm going to explain you how you can use JavaScript-based caching techniques to improve performance of your SharePoint applications. The demo that I'm going to show you is available in PNP under samples and is called performance.caching. It's showing two approaches using a HTML5 local storage for caching data or using cookies. So cookies is the, let's call it, more older approach, which works also in all the browsers, but nowadays most browsers support HTML5 and as such also HTML5 local storage. So for the actual demo explanation, I'm gonna focus on the HTML5 storage model. This demo consists out of two SharePoint hosted applications, one using cookies, one using local storage. So, but as said, today focus will be on the local storage sample. Let's first start run the sample and see what it does, and then let's talk a bit about the code. Like all SharePoint applications, you need to first set up your site URL and get to an online status in server connection, and then you can press F5. So I'm pressing F5. The Visual Studio is deploying my application and launching my SharePoint site. I need to sign in. Sign in. The page is loading. And I'm ending up on my demo page of my application. So what this application will do, it will read data from about me from your user profile, and will then cache it and show you different options how to deal with cache. Reading from the user profile, for example, is a pretty resource-intensive operation. So you shouldn't build an intranet that is hit by 20,000 people, and each time again it will go and fetch the profile information. That would be a very bad design from a performance point of view. So a better way there is to okay, first time you read the profile data, you cache it, give it a certain expiration window. Profile data is rather static, so you could give it the expiration window of, let's say, 3 days. So which means that for those 20,000 users, they only go back to the user profile service once each 3 days, which is a huge difference, but compared to once on each page load, and that's why we need these caching techniques. So in this case, my user profile information is this hello class. The about me is returned over here, and you see here at the bottom that it already retrieved this information from local storage, so it was already in the cache because I ran this demo before. Now what I'm going to do now is just add some updates and update the local cache, cached data from the about me user profile property. So I'm going to say PNP is great, and that's really true. So I'm going to save. This point it updated the local storage. So if I now do a page reload, I should still see my PNP is great message, and it does. You also see here in the status message that information is fetched, retrieved profile from local storage and not from the user profile service. Now, if I click on the clear the cache button, what will happen is that this local storage is dropped, is cleared, and the code will go back to the user profile service and fetch the data living on the server, which should be a different value than the one showing right now. So let's try that. Clear the cache. And you see that this one changed. The PNP is great message is gone. And you see, if I scroll a little bit down, that the information now is being read from the user profile. So we took a fresh copy and updated the cache again. The demo also shows you how to deal with the expiration, so you can add your an expiration time window to your local cache so that it would automatically expire after a certain amount of seconds. Good. So this is what the application does, what the demo does. Let's have a quick look at the code. I'm going to close the browser window, jump into the code. I'm opening up the local storage SharePoint hosted application. And since this is a SharePoint hosted application, there is no C#, only JavaScript and HTML. And the interesting file here is this app.js that contains all the logic. So here you see the JavaScript code. You see the call to a local storage get item. So we fetch the about me value from the local store. If it's not there, so the first time run or the cache expired or you programmatically cleared the cache, we will call this get user properties function using the SharePoint function execute or delay until script loaded. So this one, if you jump into this get user properties function, it's a bit down here, it will get the context, and then it will call the user profile people manager to get your properties, and it takes out the property that it needs, which is done here in this part of the code. So we read from the SharePoint user profile and get a property, which then is, if I scroll back up, which is then stored in cache. However, if there was cache data found, we simply take the data from cache and we check on expiration over here. Like this. So all in all, I think it's important that you think about caching in your applications, especially for applications that are used by many users. Typical scenarios here are intranets. We've seen intranets being hit by thousands and thousands of users. So without a proper caching strategy in place, the response times for users will be inadequate. So please, please, please think about caching for those.